Hyman Lee disappeared at 19 years old and was found dead near Leakin Park. It was determined that she was murdered and the cause of death had been manual strangulation. Much attention has been brought to her murder as there is much controversy about the topic. To this day, no one has been charged with her murder. However, many people have come to their own conclusions. A common person to blame would be Anon Sid and one of Lee's ex-boyfriends. However, we believe these people are too quick to point fingers as there is not enough evidence to convict Anon. Today on An Unexplained Death, a podcast, we will further take a look at the facts of the murder and show our viewers why we believe Anon is innocent and should not be convicted of this crime.
In the first episode of Serial, they explain how the prosecutors tried to turn Anon's reputation and make him seem like a liar and a bad person so it would be more believable that he's capable of murder. However, being a liar and a killer are two completely different things. He was one of those good kids that would always lead the prayers at church and, everyone liked. But just because he does one bad thing does not mean he automatically did the others.
The evidence the prosecution claimed to have was also not solid enough to hold up in court, but still convicted him for the murder. The biggest and strongest argument they had against him was his friend Jay's testimony, claiming to have witnessed Anon after the murder with the body and admitting to him that he was the one that did it. This is just Jay's word against Anon's, which is very weak to use as the main reason to convict Anon. Who's to say Jay's word is more reliable than Anon's? For all we know, maybe Jay was just angry with Anon. Maybe Jay just wanted to cause trouble for him.
I believe that Anon was innocent, and even if he isn't, Jay's testimony should not have been able to hold up in court. The inconsistencies make it much less believable. He changes the stories many different times, and all the things that he does say do not add up. This leads me to believe that the story is made up and cannot be considered as straight facts. He changed his testimony multiple times and the people did not even know which parts were true. If one of my friends committed murder and I knew the details of it, I would not be able to get them out of my head. I find it hard to believe that Jay truly knew anything against Anon as he struggles to keep his story straight in the courtroom.
In addition to that, there's also no evidence that Anon did it, or that he was present for the murder, other than Jay's word. Due to the inconsistencies, Jay's story most definitely should not have been reliable in court. For example, during the first interview, Jay told officers he went to McDonald's that afternoon, but in the second interview, he claimed to be at a friend's house. Not only does this have inconsistencies, but it also makes Jay seem clueless and nervous. He has numerous lengthy pauses in his interviews, as he seems to have to make something up. We can hear him tapping, which is also a sign of being nervous.
The prosecutors also contradict themselves when it comes to how they portray Anon compared to Jay. They say that Anon smoked weed, lied to his parents, had sex, and hid all of this. Because of that, he could not be trusted, even when he says that he's innocent. But then they go around and take Jay's word on exactly what happens, and even though he describes himself as a known criminal figure around the school and town. Just because Anon is a typical teenager and does typical teenager things does not make him a cold-blooded murderer. Anon probably lied to his parents because he did not want them to be disappointed for going against his religious beliefs. Though Anon lied to his family, he clearly had a valid reason to do so. Most teenagers drink, smoke weed, and have sex, but that does not make them capable of murder, too.
On my part? Sorry. It is also not good enough claim that Anon would be capable of murder because he lied to his parents about some of the things he did. You must be guilty beyond a doubt to be convicted. And in my opinion, there was not strong enough evidence to support that, as the most significant piece of evidence was Jay's testimony. During his appearance at court, Jay Wilds told the jury Anand asked for his help burying the body of Haman Lee. Somehow, Jay managed to sway the jury and make them believe Anand is guilty, and only through his words, which were a bunch of lies. His manipulation and bad character ruined a man's life. I guess I could just go into court, say someone asked me to help commit murder, and they would get convicted too, because that's basically what happened to poor Anand.
Saeed.
Okay.
Cyril also did an experiment to test for the time frame given by Jay and the phone call records to see if it was even possible. What they discovered is that they ran to each spot, hoped that the buses moved quickly, and caught all the traffic lights, and they were able to make it to the Best Buy parking lot with just a few minutes left to kill Hay and put her body in the trunk. This was not impossible, but was not very, very unlikely. This is another reason why I don't think it was likely that Anand did it, because even though it could not be totally disproven, the proof that he did do it was, in my opinion, not good enough.
Fingers have been pointed at Anand because of his story with Hay. The history with Hay. They dated and recently broken up. The prosecution is trying to use Anand's breakup against him. However, it is unnatural for couples to break up and get into arguments. Just because of Anand's relationship coming to an end does not mean he's a murderer.
The prosecution is trying to claim that Anand grew very angry after him and Hay broke up. However, his friends say something different. According to kids at school, Anand was not very upset, and he was still an outgoing, happy kid and going through his everyday routine, and everything to them seemed normal. Nobody likes going through a breakup, but just because Anand and Hay broke up does not mean that Anand wanted to kill her. Maybe he just wanted to be friends with her, or maybe get back together. The prosecution should really keep in mind that Anand lost Hay too, even though they were not dating at the point she was killed, and that used to be the time that they used to spend a lot of time together, which all those memories lost must still hurt.
Everyone seems to have an opinion about this case, but nobody really knows for sure what happened. In the end, we have to look at the facts. Look at what actually could have happened. Did Anand actually kill Hay? The answer might never be found out.